This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
Have you fallen in love with Australian Shiraz lately and found some good deals on specific labels? It may soon be time to stock up and buy a wine cooler because the heat is on. More after this. If you have a thirst for wine knowledge, be it trivia or the latest trends, there's a website that's overflowing with content that we've created just for you. It's GrapeEncounters.com, where you'll find literally hundreds upon hundreds of stories and interviews covering almost every topic imaginable. From the world's most colorful and renowned winemakers to unforgettable wine adventures, there's something for every wine lover at GrapeEncounters.com. Go ahead, log on, uncork, pour, swirl, and sip. Australian wines, especially reds, have really gained a foothold here in America. Australian Shiraz is found more and more on restaurant wine lists, and if you've focused your taste buds on this fantastic wine, drink up, because it may soon be extinct. So says the National Academy of Science, who, in a recent study, found that climate change just might end some viticulture in Australia by the year 2050. For the baby boomers, there's no consequence. However, the younger generation could lose out on some terrific wines. Not all Australian wine regions will be affected, but this could be why so many are looking to the small island of Tasmania. This little island has gotten quite a bit of attention in the wine community, as well as the travel industry. Grape growers have their eyes on Tasmania because of its much cooler climate, making it an excellent choice for grape production. Winery owners are scooping up land and planting vines now to prepare for what they think is coming. The plan? By the time their Australian grapes are past their prime, their new crops in Tasmania will be ripe for the picking. Now that's investing in futures. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.